My name is Barbara Wagstaff, formerly Key. I was born on the 6th of May 1939 at 46 Church Street, Tewkesbury. My father was reserve with the army and my mother was a shop assistant. I am now retired.
I am Peter Wagstaff. I was born on the 20th of April 1935, also at 46 Church Street. In fact, in the same room. I am now retired.
When did your family first move into the row?
My great-grandparents lived at 46. My grandparents lived at 46. My mother moved in 1938 when she married. My father...
My parents would have been there from about 1934 till 1938, until Barbara's mother moved in.
What was it like growing up in the Abbey cottages?
They were cosy cottages, close to the road, but we didn't have the traffic that you do now. Close to the Abbey, Abbey Sunday School. All of the residents of the row were friendly to each other. There wasn't any fences. You could go from one end to the other. We had an outside tap, which was a bit cold when you had to go out and get water for a bath. We had a tin bath in front of the fire. In fact, I had a tin bath in front of the fire the day before I got married in 1961. Mum did have the inside tap then. The toilet was down the bottom of the garden, 50 feet away, which, when it was dark and cold, was a little bit scary. Relations lived next door, and a particular old friend of mine lived a couple of doors away, always made me welcome as a child. I can remember coming home from Abbey Fellowship, going into the house, dusk, with Mum still sitting outside doing her knitting, talking to Auntie Mabel and Ruby, probably sewing, and then they would make a cup of tea and we'd go to bed. A friendly, warm atmosphere, I would say. And my neighbour used to have a cat, which he's a lovely, fluffy cat. When he heard me come down, he used to run across the garden and he always used to come with me to the toilet. So I used to lift him up, kept me warm. And he used to wake me up in the mornings. He used to wait till Mum opened the stairs door and he used to run up the stairs and wake me up by kneading me.
Would you describe that as a typical day living in the property?
My mother was a war widow, Dad being prisoner of war with the Japanese, and worked during the war, and I was looked after by grandparents. Later, as the war ended, she worked at Overbury Garden Shop, which was also part of the row, which wasn't far away. So I was always within call. Quite lonely in a way, but always comforting. Yes, very lovely childhood, really. We knew a lot of people, had relations close by, that you always had the backup of friends and relations. Mum eventually had an inside tap in the late 50s. With a water heater, but still no bath. And she used to wash down the bottom of the garden in a wash house with an old-fashioned copper, which she had to light a fire under to heat the water. Then she would have a tin bath with rinsing water in and another bath with blue water in. And in between that, she used to put it through the wringer, which was quite hard work. We had a very long line. I also can remember having a bath in the wash house with heating the water with the remains of the fire in the summer. It was nice to have a bath down there. She always used to tell me about how Dad used to clean his teeth under the tap outside. He's very keen on cleaning his teeth, and how he used to go out in the cold. She used to have to get the water in for cooking. Before the tap was inside, every drop of water had to be carried in. And if you had a bath in front of the fire, you had to empty the bath as well. You entered straight off the street into a passageway. On the right was a doorway leading into the front room. Nice big window overlooking the street. And it was big enough to have a three-piece suite and a table and piano. And I learnt to play the piano in that room with a little fireplace. There was also a coal house in the passageway, and you went through the door into the kitchen, and above the door, Mum used to put any bottles of milk, or that was the only place she could keep things cool, really. So you did shop every day. The kitchen was a cosy room. I can remember a black leaded grate where she used to put a stew in the oven. Then we had that removed and we had a brick built fireplace. We had a really good fire. Before we went to bed, Mum always got a mirror so that she looked up the chimney, because there was a beam going through the fireplace to make sure that the beam wasn't alight. And also in there was a pantry for storing items of crockery, etc. The staircase led from that room straight up, quite steep. In front of you was my mother's room, which was a large room, very unusual because it had unhewn beams straight from the tree over part of it. It was lath and plaster with beams in between, and my husband and I tried to strip the wallpaper off and took half the plaster away as well. So we had to re-plaster it. And then Mum had sciatica and had to stay in bed. So my uncle finished the decorating, and I always remember because some of the paper was upside down. I slept with Mum till I was about 10, and then had the back bedroom made into my room, which was a lovely room looking towards the Abbey, with a dormer window and also a skylight. Against the staircase, there were sort of wooden planks which we painted. And we also, my friend and I, cut all the wallpaper to fit between the beams. Quite an intricate job, as you can imagine. I had a 4-foot bed in there. At the end of the bed, there was a very big beam, which I can still find since it's been renovated. That's the only beam I can remember. And also had a sloping ceiling at that end with a broad beam, and I put a curtain across, and I used to put, that was a storage place. You could hear the bells, of course, and the clock striking. Nice cosy room. And of course we had shutters at the front windows, lovely big shutters that they could have been closed.
As you were living at number 46, that was next door to the merchant's house, who was it that was living in the merchant's house when you were there?
Mr. and Mrs. Neil and their two daughters, older than me, quite grown up. Mr. Neil was a painter and decorator, and he had a shed at the bottom of their garden. Always kept their garden very tidy. Different to what it is now, completely. Door on the right when you walked in, lovely big fireplace, and it went farther back. The stairs, I should think roughly where they are now, with a passage. Altogether bigger room than it is now, with a nice big window looking out into the garden as well.
Do you have any particular experiences or memories that you'd like to share with us about your time in the Abbey Cottage?
Well, it was home, just Mum and myself. Quite a lonely childhood, but a comforting childhood. I went to the high school, which is only yards away, so I didn't have to travel very far. Mum always worked nearby, which I could always go and see. Mrs. Pemberton at number 44 always welcomed me. I used to go there quite regularly and help on a Sunday with her baking. Auntie Mabel next door. I always remember their dog, Vicky. When Roger Packwood played the bugle, he always used to howl.
I was just going to say about the steam roller. When the steam roller was putting new surfaces down in Church Street, of course it was only feet away from the front.
Used to wake up to it, and it used to be rolling by, didn't it?
Well, so you tell me. Yeah. But you could smell the tar and...
The milk float too used to come along, didn't it?
And then during the war we had all the convoys of tanks and...
Going through
that was
shaking
the building. Yeah. To and from the Ashchurch depot. And I was at the grammar school then. We had to stop lessons every time they went by because you couldn't hear anything.
And we used to watch the floods coming up St Mary's Lane, see how far it had got, and we woke up in the mornings.
And used to take the rabbit skins to the tanner?
Yeah, sixpence for a rabbit skin. used to go down St Mary's Rain to the bottom on the right, and tannery wasn't there down there.
How did you feel about the restoration?
I was pleased because there was the awful rumour going around that they were going to be demolished, and they've got so much history and so many people have lived there and worked there and part of Tewkesbury really. Once demolished, it can never be brought back. They have been renovated, I think, to what the interpretation of the architects, but they're still standing, and that's the main thing.
You visited the Merchant's House recently. What did you think of how it is being used today?
Yes, it's very interesting, especially for children as well, to realise how far we've come, even from in my lifetime, from baths in front of the fire to central heating and showers and etc. And it's good for children to see where it all began, really.